Share the unwritten rules. When it comes to inviting a guest to attend an event with you, if you want it to be more than a one-time thing, be sure to help them prepare as much as possible. Unfortunately, the unwritten rules of the group can be a real obstacle to that effort. You might want to tell them about some of the following. Date and time. Beyond the obvious, do a lot of people tend to show up early in order to network before the official event? Do they stay late? Don't let your guests miss out on some of the best networking because they only show up for the advertised time. Location. Again, beyond the obvious. Where is the parking and how much does it cost? How long will it take them to get there? Is there any construction along their route which might delay them? Dress code. Little will make someone feel like more of an outsider than if their level of dress doesn't match that of the rest of the group. Agenda. Knowing when things are going to be happening can go a long way toward helping a visitor feel more comfortable. Special preparations. Will they be introducing themselves? What are the constraints on that? Will they be presenting an issue for peer counseling? They'll probably want to know about that. Materials. One event I attended expected you to pass a stack of cards around the table so each person could take one. I wasn't prepared for that and ended up missing the open networking as I filled out my contact information on about 15 blank cards. Forbidden behaviors. Some groups don't allow you to pass your card during their meetings. Others don't permit a guest to sign in without an accompanying member. Be sure to inform your guest. No one enjoys the results of stepping on another person's taboos. The main thing to remember is that you want your guest to feel as comfortable as possible. Giving them the lay of the land can go a long way toward easing their apprehensions. Just a little bit of effort on your part can be the difference between a one-timer and a lifetimer.